joined by Sarah Halpin, to talk about the Blues. Four wins out of four, but it's more than just the wins, Sarah. Each of the four wins deserved. So the games against Tottenham and Crystal Palace, which were the tighter of the two victories, but Everton, I thought, deserved the points in both of them. And then the two emphatic victories, one against West Bromwich Albion, the other one against Brighton and Hove Albion. This is an Everton side that is playing front foot football, and when they start playing, the opening goal against Crystal Palace is a really good example that when they get the foot on the ball, they play some good stuff.
Definitely, and this is the reason I think we're all kind of delirious with it at the moment. You know, you've seen all the silliness with the getting Spirit of the Blues to number one in the charts and stuff, but I think we're just enjoying ourselves. You know, there's times where we've had little spells of decent results, and you know, everybody's happier when they're winning, but the difference now is there's something behind it. You know, when we've got Ancelotti at the helm, and then we've got players of the caliber of James Rodriguez in there, and Alan and Doucouré and Richarlison and Calvert-Lewin seems to be scoring for fun at the moment. It really is quite bizarre that it's Everton. But yeah, you're quite right that in that we're playing some lovely stuff. So yeah, it's not just a matter of getting these wins and we're in a decent position. There's something behind it as well. It feels like it's tangible that this could hopefully continue to grow.